I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight.
In order to get a city of Philadelphia that works for all, we're going to have to work together, stand together.
Protesters are out in force again this evening, 1 week after two black men were arrested in a Philadelphia Starbucks. The incident gained national attention for what many saw as a prime example of racial bias. WHYY's Joe Hernandez is following the story and joins me now. Joe, why don't we start with what got us here, starting last Thursday?
Right. So last Thursday, two men, Rashawn Nelson and Dante Robinson, walked into the Starbucks in Rittenhouse Square. Both Nelson and Robinson are black. According to the police report, they asked to use the bathroom, but were told that was for customers only. They hadn't bought anything in the Starbucks. They were going there for a business meeting and waiting for a third man. So apparently they were asked to leave. They refused, and that's when the manager called 911. Police arrived and talked with Nelson and Robinson and then arrested them. And the incident, as you mentioned, Dave, has gotten national attention for what many people say is race-based discrimination against these two.
Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross initially defended his corps, but today he apologized, in fact, saying he failed miserably. Joe, why the about-face from defending the officers just a few days ago?
Well, at first, right, Ross did defend the officers. He said they did absolutely nothing wrong at all. But since then, he's backtracked. He says he learned about this policy at Starbucks, which many of us understand that you can go in there and hang out. You don't necessarily have to buy something right away. And he said at first he didn't choose his words carefully in his initial response.
For starters, I should have said the officers acted within the scope of the law and not that they didn't do anything wrong. Words are very important. While it is no excuse, my lack of awareness of the Starbucks business model played a role in my messaging.
Joe, you're joining us after returning from across the street at police headquarters where protesters began their march over these arrests at Starbucks. What's their contention?
Well, the protest was held by Power, which is a faith-based organization in Philadelphia and southeastern Pennsylvania, and they had three demands. One, that Philadelphia pay for body cameras for all cops in the next 12 months. Two, that the city increase funding for the Police Advisory Commission. And three, that the city, they say the city should follow the lead of Starbucks and retrain all police officers in implicit bias and de-escalation techniques, which Starbucks is going to do that next month. The group did praise Ross for his apology for his about face, but Rabbi Sean Zevit of Mishkan Shalom in Manayunk said the power really lies with rank and file officers.
We're asking individual officers to really see the breadth and depth of their power in that moment and to not buy into that system, even if that phone call has been made and said, oh, now I must follow through to the most extreme end because I'm, quote, fulfilling my duty, rather to be someone who can assess, discern in a situation and guide it and de-escalate it.
Mayor Jim Kenney just tonight issued a statement saying he acknowledged the pain of these two men and updated people on investigations that are ongoing with the Police Advisory Commission, with the Internal Affairs Bureau at the Police Department, and with the Philadelphia Commission on Human Relations as well.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
WHYY's Joe Hernandez on NewsWorks Tonight.